The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, That's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori.
Tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be – Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie. Hush up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm. Hey,
now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe,
Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And I'm but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Friday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Thank you for joining me this May 2nd, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Hey, look, we got a lot to get into on the show today. I'm going to tell you right now, we had a mother that called me talking about a situation that happened with her son. We're going to talk about that at 2 p.m. Also, we got the Gruber 5K giveaway coming up on the show today. And we got a lot to discuss. I'll tell you this right now, Truth Nation. This has been one lot of a week. If y'all can fill in the bank in the blanks. But we're going to be at the WBA's Saturday. So I'll be up for best show, best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. I'll be up for continuing coverage, best continuing coverage in the state of Wisconsin, and community impact, the community impact in the state of Wisconsin. So we got tomorrow, which is going to be powerful. But this has been a lot of a week. I'm going to tell you this. It's been a lot of a week, a lot of stuff going on. But I'll tell you this. We're going to start the show out with something that's going on with Governor Evers. Trump Baltazar Tom Holman gives chilling warning to Governor Tony Evers over ICE guidance. The White House Baltazar warned Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers over his guidance to state workers who encounter federal immigration officials on the job, suggesting the Democrat governor could face felony charges if Trump administration believes their immigration efforts are impeded. Governor Evers on his social media. This is where I saw it, straight from his social media. I saw it and I was like, oh, wow, this is getting serious. We just had the judge. Dugan, we just had the judge. They arrested the judge. Now, I ain't never seen nothing like this in my lifetime. The judge got arrested. Now they saying that Governor Tony Evers might, they giving him a warning. He could face felony charges if they trying to impede the process. We got some audio of Governor Evers speaking about this. If you're listening as we broadcast live, let's listen.
Morning, Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers here. I'm speaking to you today as your governor, but also as a concerned American. Yesterday, a Trump administration official, in not so many words, apparently threatened to arrest me for distributing guidance that asked state agency employees to consult with an attorney if federal agents show up at state buildings with legal documents. The goal of this guidance was simple: to provide clear, consistent instructions to state employees and ensure they have a lawyer to help them comply with all federal and state laws. Nothing more, nothing less. But Republicans and their right-wing allies, including Elon Musk, lied about this guidance, spread misinformation, accused me of doing things I didn't do or say, and fueled a fake controversy of their own creation. Now, I'm used to Republicans and the right wing lying about me. It comes with a job. But this time, these lies came at a cost. I haven't broken the law, I haven't committed a crime, and I've never encouraged or directed anyone to break any laws or commit any crimes. But when President Trump's hand-picked appointee, Tom Holman, was asked about me and this guidance after he apparently threatened to arrest elected officials across the country, he said, wait till you see what's coming. Wait till you see what's coming. Overnight.
Hey, wait till you see what's coming, Governor Ever. Okay. Don't play now. They not playing. I knew they wasn't playing when I seen the judge go down. I was like, oh, wow. And I try to tell people, and I know y'all blinded by politics, but when the law and order, if you're sworn in to uphold the laws, you're going to be held at a higher standard than the normal people. If you're in the system, if you're a part of the system, and this is what the system is doing, and the system changes per administration. The system changes per administration. But right now, it's the Trump administration, and they feel like there's a mandate by the country to go against the open border things that took place in the last 4 years, and now we're seeing that effort and what it looks like. And if you don't like it, you got to fall in line, especially if you are an elected official, somebody that's sworn to uphold laws and things like that. You might get the jumpsuit. You might get arrested. That's why the White House border czar, Tom Holman, said, wait and see what's coming. Ooh, that scared Governor Evers. He hurried up and hopped out there on that podium and was like, hey, I didn't do nothing. They lying on me. You know how people jump out there and try to, you know, say something, you know, just in case something happened. That's what this sound like. And when somebody say, wait to see what's coming, Governor Evers looked at that judge. He went, and they arrested this judge, and he might be next. He might be next. And I wouldn't be, from the way he was talking, he was nervous. Because you hardly ever see Governor Evers spotlight something like this. Because this is something personal. Something that can happen actually to him. Hey, y'all better stop playing with the administration, because they is not playing. They is not playing around. They're suggesting that the Democratic governor could face felony charges. Not no misdemeanor. If the Trump administration believes that their immigration efforts are impeded. They talking all that tough stuff. Oh, we ain't gonna have this. We ain't gonna go along with this and that. Well, it look like you might be going to jail. If they can get a judge, I don't think that it's nothing off the table. Whether it's you, me, the illegal migrants, the governor, they trying to fulfill their mandate by any means necessary. That's what it looked like to me. And you can have your opinions. And you can have your own beliefs. Ain't nobody got nothing against your own beliefs or how you feel. But if you tiptoe around the law or something that's law where they can come get you, you can play that game if you want to. You can play tippy-toe. I always tell folks, when they're hanging around with people that's breaking the law, I'd be like, you see this person breaking the law and you going along with it. You may not be directly involved, but when they kicking the dough and you up in there, hey, you chose to do that. You got to watch where you spend your energy. You know how many folks call me after they done hung out with folks that they knew was corrupt? And now they trying to call me, talk about they got civil and human rights, that their rights was violated. I said, did you know that this person was involved in this type of, well, yeah, but I'm not. But you was in the house. But you was around it. That's a gray area. It's gray. They may have violated you. But that's a gray area. And I see it all the time. Governor Evers is in a gray area where potentially if he had done something to impede what the Trump administration trying to do and they could get it on paper. Okay. Y'all gonna mess around and find out. Y'all can say it's overreach. I don't care what you think it is. Do they care if you in a space when they get you, then they come get you and you hanging around things or tiptoeing around certain things? That's up to the courts to find out after that. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to put yourself in that situation? That's on you. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Plaguing no what you say, I made me because I'm a laddie. Straight from the city, used to serve on the south. I made racks from selling these addicts. Hang on the kid, I don't know why. I'm just trying to hit the bank, get another deposit. Got that cloud of some drought. You go broke, they ain't gonna do nothing about it. Yeah. I got the penthouse, I got the brick house, I got the benzo polished. Roll up the window, I'm smoking endo. It's a real deal, blue Scotty. I'm having ill no more. Bring out the pinto, it's a little frigga. I tell the strip life Alice. I can go through like a challenge.
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We got to head over to Georgia. They had an operation, sting operation, to round up child predators. They call it the Child Predator Operation. A four-day operation led by Georgia officials and multi-law enforcement agencies led to the arrest of 19 people. I told y'all they was hungry for these kids. That's why I always talk about it, because y'all need to be aware. Sometimes we not as aware of these things because we got busy lives. But I'm telling you, I've never seen it within the last couple years where it's a lot of people, especially like people that are supposed to be teachers, service people, they doing this thing and they getting caught. Thank God for social media. Thank God for more people becoming more aware and really putting this out, really trying to stop this. Because if you have this thirst to try to deal with the kids like this, I feel like you need to be up under the jail. To me, I do this all the time. This is a part of my daily life. I got to do it right here in the city of Milwaukee. People calling me directly. I didn't hear it on Fox 6. I didn't hear it on WICN. I didn't hear it on TMJ4. I didn't hear it on CBS 58. I didn't see it in the journal. That's why I try to tell you I'm an eyewitness. That's why I talk the way I talk. Because I'm trying to tell you what I'm seeing. But when I point out this stuff, we all got to be involved. We all got around these child predators. We all got around these child predators up off the street. Well, while we trying to do our daily lives, I'm advising people to keep your eyes open. Because we just had a teacher at Rufus King right here in the city messing with the athletes, sending the money, Thank God that one of them came forward and told what was happening then. But this is serious. This is something where these people were charged with computer and electronic pornography and child exploitation. They doing it through the computer. So when y'all got children on the internet, trust me, they everywhere. It seemed like social media kind of sped it all the way up. Social media kind of gave a direct connection to the kids because y'all allowing the kids to get on the internet and on these tablets, and y'all, they quiet. They in their room quiet. But the danger is right there. And that's why we got to be extra careful. Because a lot of these people that was arrested, some of these people are charged with computer or electronic pornography. They are charged with exploitation. They're trying to send these images. And some, I remember when, before it became TikTok, before TikTok was TikTok, I forgot the name of it. Was it?
Musical.ly.
Musical.ly. TikTok was Musical.ly. And what Musical.ly was, a kind of a social media for kids. And so what these people was doing, people was letting their kids get on this Musical.ly, and people was snapping photos at certain positions of the kids. You know, kids be hitting flips, and, you know, they shirt might come up, or, you know, they in the house doing these TikTok videos. And what the perverse was doing, they was taking pictures at certain times of the video and putting them on the market and selling them. This how nasty and sick. This is how nasty and sick these people are. So I want to highlight this story that happened down in Georgia. 19 people arrested. We got video if you're watching as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Where a multi-agency operation to get child predators off the streets ends with a dozen arrests. The GBI and several other law enforcement agencies conducted a three-day sting. And Good Days Brooke Zahner is joining us live from GBI headquarters with more on the operation. Brooke?
Good morning to both of you. In the operation itself, it took several months of planning to make this thing happen. And as you mentioned, it ended with 12 people taken into custody. And officials say there could be more arrests to come.
It's just very hard to pinpoint a particular type of person that does this. So that's kind of surprising and a little disturbing, quite honestly.
A special operation in Bartow County takes down a dozen suspected child predators. The GBI and the Bartow County Sheriff's Office were part of Operation Golden Eagle. Authorities used undercover agents to go on social media and identify possible child predators.
Social media applications, the dating sites, and the sites that we used during the course of this operation were all things that you could get to. And some of the things are things that we use legitimately in our day-to-day lives.
The GBI arrested 12 men from across North Georgia. Most of them believed they were going to Bartow County to meet a child.
In this particular case, they're actually dealing with an undercover officer. They believe that they're dealing with a child.
One man was arrested for possession of child sexual abuse material. All 12 of them are booked in the Bartow County Jail and range in ages from 24 to 64 years old.
Just know that we're out there, and as long as Georgia has a robust Internet Crimes Against Children task force, this is a possibility when you do bad things on the Internet.
Hey.
Now, agents also tell us that they took cell phones and computers from those suspects as well. They say that could potentially lead to even more charges ahead.
Hey, all right. Hey, look, I'm a telly. Hey, some folks that don't like the Tory Lowe show, they might be somebody that's out here trying to get with these kids. That's why they don't like. They try to disguise it. Oh, we don't like how you voted. Or we don't. No, they might be a predator. It is. And they trying to make it disguise it. Trying to get somebody that's out here almost losing my life trying to help young girls get back home. And they may be the ones that's trying to work to keep the young girls out here on the streets. That's what it is to me. That's how I feel about it. But I'll say this. Look at some of the occupations, DJ Brother Z. They didn't list what these people did for a living. This Kevin. Endorsement. He's a HVAC technician. This Israel guy, they're saying that they don't know who he is. This Marquise guy, they say he's a truck driver. This Daniel character says that he's a laborer. Roger Bukes is an aircraft inspector. This don't sound like Lil Ray Ray or somebody, you know, some kind of, you know, pimp on the street. These are people with careers. Forklift operator. Chef. Sanitation worker. Another sanitation worker. Truck driver. Delivery driver. This Gregory was a delivery driver. Forklift operator. This is what these are regular people. Look at these occupations on here. Mechanic. One guy, this was a mechanic they caught. Y'all think it's the boogeyman down the street. But this the person you taking your car to. This is the delivery driver that's dropping off your food. Like, these are the regular people that they done caught up in this. An engineer. Okay. Let them make you think that you got to always have confrontation and look out for the boogeyman like he going to come and try to snatch your child right in front of your face. Nah. That's the movie. I've been watching too many movies. Now, even in the movies, they take your child a back doorway. They showing y'all it could be anybody. So keep your head on a swivel. Hey, when we come back, we'll have the pop culture report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Because what I got for you, I promise it's a killer. You'll be banging on my chest, bang, bang, gorilla.
Seven, the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Tory Lowe and DJ Brother Z. Let me tell you something. There's been a conversation about this gorilla versus 100 men. And a lot of people been debating. I don't even know how did this even become a conversation. 100 men versus one gorilla. Is it the silverback? All I'm saying is, I wouldn't want to be the first 20. Cause you're gonna die. I mean, I think that the first 20 that run up, I mean, you know, you can collapse on them, but somebody gonna get sacrificed. It's gonna be somebody gonna have to go. Ain't nobody walking away. It's gonna be some deaths. That's all I'm saying. And then if it's not in an enclosed space, like, you know how when you watch the movie The Gladiator, where they in the Colosseum and these men had to fight, they couldn't like just run away. I believe that if it's in an open space, that after somebody gets.
Yeah,
that,
that's the thing. Somebody said the location is gonna be very important.
Right.
If we in a jungle, we on their home court.
Right. But what I'm saying is, I believe if it's in a concealed environment where they have
the Colosseum
to fight, you know, where they have to fight, they can't run away. Because some people, they get all tough, then the drama happened and they get scared and their reflex is to retreat. So if you got to put these 100 men in a gorilla, to me, in the space where they can't nobody run away. So somebody got to go. Either the gorilla or us.
Going to be the gorilla.
Right. So I believe that if that's the case, if they can't escape the fight, I believe 100 men could probably gain an advantage after 30 or 40 of them get beat up, get killed almost. I think so. A lot of brothers going to go. It depends. And it's... Do these brothers look like Aaron, the dude that's running with the siren? Austin Hall? Are these 100 Austin Hall looking brothers?
I sure hope at this point, just for our own sake.
Well, I mean, these going to have to be some Austin Hall-looking brothers.
Linebackers.
With the siren coming on when they running beside the truck. But I guess the scientists are weighing in, DJ Brother Z. They're saying that the scientists are saying that they have it figured out. We got video, if you're watching live, as we broadcast live on social media. Let's listen.
That no one knew we needed. You might have seen the simulations, the memes by now. One gorilla, 100 men. Who would win in a fight? The internet has a lot to say.
Gorillas aren't built for long fights. They're like sprinters. They explode for about a minute and then they gas out hard.
Man, I'm taking that gorilla. Man, do people know how big them silverback gorillas are?
Surround it, distract it. Get on it, you know what I mean?
How are you going to kill it? I haven't heard one logical response or explanation because obviously no tools are allowed.
If we have 100 men out there who are willing to die, give me the men.
100 men versus a silverback gorilla. I want to see 100 men versus a critical thought.
Okay, here's what's not a critical thought. Let's visualize this for a little bit. We're talking about a 400-pound animal that can grow up to 6 feet tall. According to the experts, the average silverback gorilla weighs somewhere between 5 to 10 times, or is actually 5 to 10 times stronger than us humans. And just like a lot of you are guilty of out there, mostly guys, we have spent way too much time today thinking about all of this, to the point that we actually created a very unofficial Stay Tuned Now poll at work with like 63% to 38% split amongst our team. 63% going to the gorilla. But what do the experts say? Our next guest has over 2 decades of experience studying and researching gorillas. Thank you so much for indulging with us here, Dr. Tara Stoinski. I know this is a weird conversation, and I want to say that this is a dumb conversation, and I'm hoping we can talk about way more pressing matters in a second. But can you just settle this for us real quick? Like, if 100 normal unarmed guys got into a fight with one gorilla, how would it go?
Well, it's a very interesting question, and it's been super fun to see how much it has engaged people on the internet. I talk about gorillas all day long, so I love that other people are talking about them as well. I don't think there's a definitive answer, but I have to say that I would be on the side of the humans in this case. Gorillas come to this with, a ton of power, all that upper body strength. You can see them here kind of just smashing people right and left. They've got incredible jaw strength. But I think the sheer number of humans that they would be up against, and the fact that humans could hopefully coordinate their behavior, tag team, take a little bit of a rest while the gorilla would just be going full steam the whole time, would really put the advantage in for the humans.
Yeah, I mean, like the fact that we can all communicate and I guess kind of critically think would give the advantage to the humans. And also, like, if I was in that fight and I was one of those guys and I saw somebody get mauled, I would probably run the other way, which would give the advantage to the gorilla there. But jokes aside, like, I don't know. We have fun thinking about this, or if guys do for some reason. And yet the saddest part of all this is when you think about man versus gorilla and like what's already gone wrong with gorillas being so endangered and how that's happened historically. Like, if these hypothetical men decided to go to therapy instead of fighting gorillas, what kind of world do you think share now with gorillas?
Yeah, that's a really great point. I think the fight that we're talking about here is a little bit misguided because really gorillas are in a fight and they're in a fight for their survival. So they are considered critically endangered in the wild. So the next level after that is extinction in the wild. So definitely the fight that they're in is for their survival on the planet. And, what I'm really hoping is I love seeing how engaged people are about gorillas. I mean, they've played a big part in our mythology and our movies. People are clearly fascinated by them, which is wonderful.
Oh, wow.
And so taking that fascination and maybe turning it into action for gorillas so that they have a future on the planet, is a great outcome potentially of this conversation.
All right. They turned it into some, humanitarian ideas, which is okay. But what I'm saying is, if this is going viral, this conversation is going viral. And what I'll say is that I believe if the 100 men will win, if they was all like fighters, if they were all fighters, like if they were real fighters, and I'm not talking about no cowards. Like sometimes you think you got a fighter on your team till the fight break out. Sometimes y'all ain't gonna know what's gonna happen until it really go down. And then some people are quiet, but when something goes down, you'll be surprised how they get at you. You're like, you know, my granddaddy said it, always be careful of the quietest person in the room. That's the one that's going, you know, you got to watch out for. Because the people that talk loud, a lot of people just talk loud, but they ain't got no, you know, no bite to it. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It just depends on the man that's in the room, DJ Brother Z. Because I don't know. If I was in that room, I would say we all jump at the same time. But I wouldn't want to be in the first three rows.
Yeah, no, not yet. Maybe the fifth wave.
Yeah, you know, tire him out a little bit. We gonna all rush him. We gonna try to get him, but the first couple people gonna have to have their will written out. That's what they go. They gonna have to have their insurance. They gonna have to make sure they got their life insurance policy. But Mark in the chat, salute to Mark. Mark the barber in the chat. He said, "Ask AI." He said, "Ask AI." So I got my AI up. I'm gonna ask AI. I'm gonna play it on the mic. I'm gonna ask AI what AI think about this. AI, who would win 100 men versus one silverback gorilla? Who would win?
Let's think about this. A silverback gorilla is an incredibly powerful animal with strength and agility that's hard to match. In a one-on-one fight, a human would likely stand little chance against it. Now, with 100 men, the dynamics change. The gorilla's sheer power would still make it a formidable opponent, but the men could potentially use their numbers to overwhelm it. If they could coordinate their attacks and find ways to target the gorilla's vulnerable spots, they might be able to wear it down. However, the gorilla's strength, speed, and agility would still give it a significant advantage. It could potentially take down multiple men at once, and its thick skin and muscle mass would make it resistant to many types of attacks. If I had to pick a winner, I'd say the 100 men would likely emerge victorious.
Hey! All right. I told y'all, we gonna get it done.
There may not be 100 men at the end.
It may start out 100.
But we winning.
But I'll live to tell the story. I might write the book about it because we gonna win at the end. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, T-Pain. I seen something that T-Pain had to say about trying to throw a carnival right here in Wisconsin. We're going to talk about it when we get back, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you already know what it is. Okay, damn.
I'm kind of running this mother. I'm trying to anyways. Got you hard looking mother. Come on. I was trying to enjoy my night, but you done came in. Turned around the vibe I had before I came in. I done turned into a rude dude. Why you had to fuck up your night? Now we got to fight. I'ma knock out the lights. You ain't doing nothing but
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report, brought to you by Tory Lowe and DJ Brother Z on this beautiful Friday. I'm going to tell you right now, I every day I wake up and it's something new going on, going zone. And T-Pain has eventually spoken out and blasted Wisconsin State Fair Park officials in a pair of videos posted on social media on his channel. And he's saying that the park was supposed to host T-Pain's Wisconsin, not Wisconsin, Wisconsin State Fair car drifting event with karaoke, carnival rides, and more on June 13th. Now, I thought that, now this sounded powerful. You know, T-Pain, you know they gave him a day.
And the key to the city.
But he didn't know what was behind it. He didn't know that he didn't have it made like that. He didn't have it like that because he ain't ran into the racism and discrimination that comes with being in the state of Wisconsin. They don't care who you is. I'm going to tell you right now. So he had an event planned. T-Pain was supposed to have this event because we know we got – you went to the event last year.
Yep.
Wisconsin so Fest.
Yep, and that's the thing. So Wisconsin Fest was supposed to be the day after Wisconsin Fear Fest.
Right. So they – I guess on his social media, he says that they didn't – they gave him the instructions on how to do it. He did it. And then after he filled out everything right, they came back and told him that, one, that there would be gangs. They don't want gangs, talking about gang talk. And then they said that they didn't like the name, Wisconsin State Fear, because it was too close to the Wisconsin State Fair. They didn't want that. So he's saying a bunch of stuff online. He venting, he was livid about the officials and their alleged pushback against the plans for the Wisconsin State Fair event. And this was supposed to be held at the park's Milwaukee Mile in West Allis on June 13th.
They said that they weren't going to have enough security for it. So he offered to pay for 100 armed security to be there for it, and they still said no.
Right. They just don't want it. Why would you allow him to fill everything out? And it's starting to get, because, you know, you got to start promoting, right? So it's May. This supposed to be going down in what, June?
June 13th it was supposed
to
be.
So it's May, so they want to get into the promotion idea. Now here come all of this extra.
But that's the thing. They were already promoting it because
right.
people already bought tickets and stuff, and then they had to cancel the event.
That's sad. I heard he said the tickets was $50.
Yeah, so why would somebody go there after paying a $50 ticket to cause, like, harm?
Wow. They saying that it will no longer be happening. Instead, it will take place at Road America in Plymouth. Where is that at?
Hold on.
With additional details to come. So they're going to have it in Plymouth. Let me click on this link. Oh, they got a whole thing out
Sheboygan?
Here. Sheboygan? They're going to do it in Sheboygan. That's what they're saying. So I guess it's going down. Instead, this is what the Milwaukee Journal is saying. Instead, it will take place at Road America in Plymouth with additional details to come. So it's going down. It just won't be where they hold the Milwaukee Mile. And the event, like I said, the vision for the car drifting event, they're supposed to be car drifting. That's why they need it at a track. And this would include karaoke. And you know y'all like karaoke. Y'all think y'all can sing with the karaoke. Get y'all time to shine on the microphone. I did karaoke. You know, I get down with the karaoke. Carnival games and rides. It sounds like a fun event, but why would they throw the game? Milwaukee don't have a game problem.
Because of, no, they think that something's going to happen because of the one incident that happened in 2011 down there.
A long time ago. Well, carnivals go on at the state fair all the time, though. They're promoting, they have carnival rides up there all the time. So why don't they just shut all the carnival ideas down? What they thinking is that T-Pain is a brother. And what is T-Pain? I guess they listened to that Glorilla song. But that's kind of a love song, ain't it? Play some of the hook on that. I mean, T-Pain is like the least gangsterest person. I mean, they gave Lil Boosie the key. They gave Lil Boosie a day in the city of Milwaukee. T-Pain is the least gangster person. I don't know, DJ Brother Z. I think that they blew an opportunity, and I think T-Pain is finding out what's happening in the city of Milwaukee. Yeah, you can get so far. You can't do everything. Like, he thought he was going to come here. He thought he was going to be welcomed with open arms.
It's just the fact that they didn't tell him any of this stuff before they agreed to it. They agreed that he could do it. They
right.
agreed that he could have this all this other
That's
stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
And when it came down to it, they're like, oh, actually, no, never mind. You can't. And then they were like, oh, can we sit down and have a conversation about how you're going to talk about us online so that we don't get a negative reputation for this? Like,
no.
No.
No. You did this. I did all this planning. I got all these people in motion. And you called me right while we were promoting and say, you know what? We're not going to do it.
Are you out of your damn mind?
Hey, we're going to keep everybody updated. He was going off today. I told him to come on the show. I sent him a message. You need to come on the show. Talk about it. Hopefully he give me a call. I want him on the Tory Lowe show. Did you get the hook to the Glorilla? This is a hit record right here. This is the one that they... T-Pain is like that's the fun dude. I guess we got to play it later, but when we come back, Truth Nation, I got a situation with a mother who said that her son is in danger and her son is the one actually causing other people danger and she need to get him help. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.